This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers and Full Torque Fitness. First Pin Chasers, Anthony Peroni, thank you for all you do for me, all you do for my golfers at every Todd Wright Tour event, and congratulations on your 60th anniversary with Pin Chasers in the Tampa Bay area. Three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in East Pasco, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa. That's 50 lanes of fun right there. And 40 lanes at 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Do you not like paying for those ugly bowling shoes? You don't pay for them at Pin Chasers. You do have to give them back. But the, quote, rental of shoes is free. And even if you don't have the right socks to go with those shoes, just tell Pin Chasers when you arrive, and they will also provide you a complimentary pair of socks. Late night specials, 5 nights a week. Sunday through Thursday. Breakfast bowl 7 days a week. $8 gets you 2 hours of bowling and a full breakfast. Terrific destination for group outings, birthday parties, league play. Pin Chasers, congratulations, Anthony Peroni, on your 60th anniversary and all the charitable donations you made to various charities such as Apple a Day and Big Brothers Big Sisters, to name two. From your selfless September. Follow Pin Chasers on their Facebook page. They're always posting specials and what's going on at the three locations, East Pasco, Midtown Tampa, and just north of Tampa International Airport near the Veterans. Full Torque Fitness. Daniel Shipman comes to every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. He was recently with Amber at Todd Wright Tour 21. He brings out the massage tables and he stretches any player that wants complimentary stretching before they take the golf course. It is during that time that you can also ask Daniel or Amber or whoever the associate is with Daniel at my tournament how Full Torque Fitness can help you not only play better golf, but just feel better about playing golf. Because Daniel wants to ask three questions of you. Do you experience low back pain from playing golf? Do you get tired playing golf? And or the third one, do you feel like your hips are just not working correctly? So many golf professionals talk about the hip movement and how essential it is to the golf swing. If you answer yes to any of those questions, Daniel can help you. He'll put you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen. This finds your limitations, helps remove them, and gets more out of your swing and your game. And if your follow-up to all this is, sounds great, there's no way I can afford one-on-one personal training like this, no problem. That's why Daniel has small group, individualized training options that are more affordable. FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com. 727-351-5164, FullTorqueFitness.com. We are halfway through the college football regular season, and something was blatantly obvious to me this past Saturday on a subject that is important to a significant number of college football fans who live in the state of Florida. And let me preface this by saying, anyone who knows me know, I have zero skin in this game. These are two programs that I have no affiliation to. I have attended games at both schools, multiple games. I have dated girls who have attended both schools as well. Join the list. It is state law that they must play every year. They do not play in the same conference. It is a huge rivalry game. Both programs have won national titles. Both have beloved, retired former coaches. Both, at the end of the 2017 season, bottomed out and were looking for new head coaches. A year and a half later, one program is trending in the right direction, the other is treading water. Here's the tale of the tape on Florida versus Florida State. Dan Mullen's career record is 85-49. Career record as a head coach. Willie Taggart's is 55-60. Dan receives $6 million a year to come to Gainesville. Willie received $5 million a year to come to Tallahassee. Career in bowl games. Dan Mullen has won 6 of them, lost 2. Willie Taggart, his teams have made 4 bowl games. He's won none. He's technically only lost 1 because he left 3 programs before the bowl game was even played. Mullen inherited a 4-7 team, went 10-3 his first year. Taggart inherited a team that technically was 5-6 under the previous full-time head coach. Taggart went 5-7 the next year. Bowl streak coming to an end. Mullen's record at Florida is 16-4. Taggart's record at Florida State is 8-10. Mullen is coaching in a conference that has multiple teams in the top 10 and in the college football playoff picture. Taggart coaches in a conference that has one team in the top 10 and one team only in the college football playoff picture. And that's a lot why this came into focus last week. Florida State played Clemson. Now, normally, in any conference in college football, when any program gets the chance to take on the big school, the reigning national champion, the one that the last 4 years has gone head-to-head with Alabama and essentially taken 2 of their titles away, you circle that game. Willie Taggart said in his press availability leading up to the week of this Clemson game, he saw a different FSU team ready to face Clemson this year. Come Saturday, nobody saw that. No one. In addition, one of the most watched pregame shows in all of sports by fans of that sport is the ESPN College Game Day show. As ESPN has taken a beating in recent years for moves they've made, things they've done, College Game Day continues to be one of their big things. Even with Chris Fowler off the set and Rhys Davis on the set, it just keeps going. It's what virtually every college football fan turns on in the morning before they either head to the stadium or go do whatever they need to do on Saturday. It's a 3-hour show, and where the show is located is a big deal. The last 2 weeks, that show has been at a Florida football game. 2 weeks ago in Gainesville for Florida's home game against Auburn. Last Saturday in Baton Rouge for Florida's road game at LSU. Meanwhile, Florida State last Saturday was on the big stage against Clemson. You're taking on the reigning national champions, the clear and undisputed number one in your conference. And your coach said earlier in the week, he sees a different FSU team ready to face Clemson this year. Yet in the Saturday selection segment of College Game Day, which the entire show builds up to, for Coach Corso, God bless him, still doing it, doing something with the mascots or the headgear or something for the team he picks. And that's how they sign off, usually about 30 seconds to 60 seconds too late. as they lead into their noon kickoff. Florida State and Clemson was not mentioned in the Saturday selections segment at the end of the show. Not even mentioned. Florida State taking on a Clemson team that everybody in the country knows is a national title contender again this year. And College Football Game Day doesn't think it's a significant enough game to even spend 15 seconds to go down the panel to see if anybody has any thought if Clemson is on upset alert against Florida State. Not even mentioned. Boise State, Hawaii was. I believe the Memphis Temple game was. A North Dakota State game was. Not FSU Clemson. This week, halfway through the second seasons of Mullen and Taggart, these are the questions being asked of both programs. I know because I was asked one of these questions last night when I was on Spectrum Sports 360 on Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay in the face-off segment with the great Roy Cummings. The question basically was, is Florida on a path to the college football playoff? If not this year, next year. Even with Florida's loss at LSU, after Georgia didn't take South Carolina seriously and lost that game to the Gamecocks, Florida seems to have a clear path to get to the SEC championship game if they can beat Georgia, who just lost as a 20-point favorite to South Carolina, presumably beat Alabama in the SEC title game. I know it's a lot to ask, but there's a path there. That's the question people are asking. Is this Florida team ready after going to a New Year's Six Bowl last year to take the next step and get into the playoff? That's the question. Meanwhile, the question in Tallahassee is, are they actually going to make a bowl game this year? Games at Wake and other losable games coming up as they tread water. One question is whether or not you're ready to make the playoff. And the other school's question is, are we even going to make a bowl game? The tail of the tape is very good for the University of Florida. Not so much at the state capitol. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers, 60th anniversary for Anthony Peroni. Remember, they have three locations in the Tampa Bay area, open 7 days a week. Visit pinchasers.net. And Full Torque Fitness. Visit fulltorquefitness.com, 727-351-5164. To get more out of your golf game and to feel better about playing golf from a physical standpoint. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.